But I think America agrees with you on the decision you made on the Pickens plan. And you say America is addicted to foreign oil. Just talk to us. Here we are in 2010. How addicted are we?
You're the most addicted country in the world. How do you like that? You're buying 5 million barrels of oil a day from the enemy. You're paying for both sides of the war. That now starts to border on being stupid. You're importing 67% of your oil. Now, your oil imported from Canada, Mexico, and some other friendly places around. That's okay, but you're importing 13 million a day, and you're using 20. So here you are. No other country has this profile. No other country. That's part of the credibility problem for America globally. We are so addicted to oil, we're buying it from the enemy. Countries don't understand that. They think we're crazy because we have resources in America, and we just haven't had the will, the resolve, and the leadership to go in, develop our own resources, and use those and get off the oil purchased from the Mideast. The OPEC oil is what we don't need to be buying. So here you are, you've got now barrels of oil equivalent, natural gas, 700 billion barrels. That's three times the reserves of the Saudis' oil. You're just fine. All you need is leadership, which we haven't had. President Nixon, 1970, he said that at the end of the decade, we will not import any oil to the United States. At the point he made that statement, we were importing 24%. In the decade, it was 28%. Now, who's to blame? Is it Nixon? Not totally. The others that you now can blame are the media. Why didn't they hold him to it? Why didn't they say, look, you told us we would not be importing any oil. Now, you go from Nixon forward. If you had challenged Nixon at that point, you would put other candidates and then presidents of the United States on notice. You will be challenged on remarks that you make about energy. Going forward from that point, every person that ran for president of the United States, those that were elected, didn't make any difference whether they're Democrats or Republicans, said, elect me and we'll be energy independent, like it was going to be just something that would happen automatically. And nobody was ever challenged. That did not happen until I finally got up to June of 2008. And I woke my wife up in the night and I said, I've made a decision. She said, what is it? I said, somebody has got to tell American people about the security issue of our continuing to import oil from the enemy. She said, and I know that you'll do it and you'll do a good job. Now let's go back to sleep and do it tomorrow. In July, I launched the Pickens Plan, which was July 8th, my mother's birthday. And we explained it. I spent $62 million doing it. Did I get my money's worth? I think so. But that'll all be decided whether I got my money's worth by the end of this year, because we're either going to have an energy plan for America or we're not. Now, you say, if you don't have it this year, you could have it next year. If that's the case, you still could be proven correct. That's right. But I said we'd have it by the end of 2010, and I still believe that's going to happen.
And for the record, it's a plan which promotes oil alternatives such as natural gas, wind power, and solar energy.
Also, the battery, anything American, I'm for. Anything. I'm for ethanol. I'm for anything that's American. I want off the OPEC oil.
Right now, I believe a primary focus of yours is to convert large trucks, liquefied natural gas as their fuel, with a government subsidy for conversion.
There are 8 million 18-wheelers in the United States. So target on that. That will show you what you can do very quickly. If you move the 8 million over to natural gas, now know this, the only gasoline ethanol battery will not move an 18-wheeler. So this leaves it up to natural gas, 30% cleaner. 1 MCF of natural gas is equal to 7 gallons of diesel. So the cost of 1 MCF of natural gas is $4, and the diesel costs $20. So it's infinitely cheaper. It's 30% cleaner. It's ours, and it's abundant. If we do not capitalize on this opportunity, we will go down as the dumbest crowd that ever came to town. I mean, we are real saps if we let this opportunity get away from us.
Do you sometimes feel like a lone wolf out there?
A little bit, but I felt like a lone wolf before. It's not a role that I'm uncomfortable with.
Right. You've felt like an underdog way back when.
Yeah. And somebody said, gunslinger, yeah, I travel light and travel far and try to get some things accomplished. If you want to hook up with me, I'd love to have you. If you don't, I'll go it by myself.